and ask you about, you know, your support. You have been one of the biggest proponents of legalization for recreational marijuana. Of course, you did a tour of all 67 counties where you discussed this with members of the public. What was the biggest takeaway that you got out of doing that?
Well, the single biggest takeaway is that people want this and they want to talk about this. I want people to understand there hasn't been a topic of public debate with more engagement in the last 30 or 40 years than this. Like the tens of thousands of people coming out to these town halls, the amount of social media interactions, the amount of newspaper. I mean, like this is like everyone, like I didn't encounter any like hardcore reefer madness. Like this is just not at all. Like Pennsylvania is ready for this. And I also, and this was a lesson that I learned and before the pandemic too, just how courteous people were. Like you know, we're so divided now and everything seems so different, but we didn't have a single incident in any of these town halls, you know, like people heard the other side respectfully. And I miss that, quite frankly. Like I miss being able to interact with people like that one, you know, and I miss, you know, like having people sharing opposing views and doing it civilly. And even in some cases saying, hey, I never thought about it that way. Or, hey, I don't agree with that, but I understand what you're saying. So those were my big takeaways from that. And, you know, speaking of Erie, you know, we held that in the Jefferson Memorial Hall there.
Correct.
You know, standing room only, probably 300 people there. And people want to talk about it. They just want to talk about it. And that was the biggest takeaway.
Dan Laughlin yesterday mentioned the fact that, you know, he's had a 180-degree turn on this, you know, in his position on this, and that, you know, he thinks that really over the last decade, opinions have started to change on this issue. Why do you think that is?
Well, first of all, I let me be the first to applaud and thank Senator Laughlin for having the courage to do that. You know, like honestly, in these divided times, you know, like you got to just call that what it is. You know, I and it's like credit where credit is due, as far as I'm concerned. And I think what it is coming from a place where people have always been there, and they understand that whether you use it or not, there's a thriving weed market in Pennsylvania. Unfortunately, it's the black market. And unfortunately, Pennsylvania isn't getting any of the benefit, and it's getting all the downside. And now that New Jersey has made it 100% legal, and that's coming, and the fact that New York is going to be following closely behind, you know, this idea that this has so much upside, and no additional downside, simply because there's, you know, plenty of people are already using, you know, marijuana in Pennsylvania, millions of people, in fact, I would suspect. So we have the opportunity to harness all of the benefit for Pennsylvania, whether it's farmers, whether it's our revenue, whether it's jobs, whether it's cleaning off criminal records, you name it, just by saying yes to a plant. I think it's an inevitability. And once again, I'm genuinely grateful to Senator Laughlin for you know, being able to go across the aisle like that.
True. How much impact do you think that has in your efforts?
It's gigantic. It's impossible to overstate that, you know, like because, I mean, if you study the path of medical marijuana in Pennsylvania, it was a Republican senator that was like, hey, you know what? We really do need to talk about this. We really need to have this conversation. And it stops becoming a Democrat issue, and it starts becoming what I've always said it was, a Pennsylvania bipartisan issue. And that's only been my point. I you know, sure, more Democrats than Republicans want this, but at the end of the day, a majority of Republicans want this too. And you remember, I'm sure, how controversial medical marijuana was.
Right.
And when I went on that listening tour, people love it. Like, love it. I mean, like, there wasn't one person that was like, boy, this was a mistake. you know, life-saving, transformative. I can't imagine how we made it without it. I mean, just all these things. So I genuinely believe that when we achieve legal recreational, it'll be the same thing. It'll be like, what were we arguing about? Like, you know, like why was this even a thing?
You seem to think this is an inevitability, that this is going
to. It is an inevitability. That I know for a fact. I don't know exactly when, but I do know it's an inevitability, because legal weed is coming no matter what. Whether it's New York's legal weed or New Jersey's legal weed, Pennsylvania's going to be awash in legal weed. And I think we have the best farmers. I think we have the best workers. I think we certainly could use $5 billion over the next 20 years in free money that's going to the cartels. I think our state could use tens of thousands of unsubsidized jobs. I think our state could use an industry that's exciting to young people and entrepreneurs and would give them a reason to move back or to stay. There's literally no downside. And in fact, I just tweeted it out this morning. Two comprehensive studies came out yesterday that teen use actually decreases by over 15% in states where it's legalized. And the safety improves. Yeah, it's in my Twitter feed. So like, this is the point. Like, and I want to be clear. I don't use marijuana. The governor doesn't use marijuana. I would never want my children to use marijuana. You know, certainly before they're adults, if they so choose legally. But it belongs in the basket of goods like alcohol, tobacco, gambling. You know, these other things that impose tremendous societal costs. Right. In terms of death and addiction. But they're legal because we understand why. Whereas marijuana, zero known overdose deaths.
Right, you know? Right.
So it's a no-brainer as far as I'm concerned.
I'm going to read you a statement, and you might already be familiar with it. This is from a York Daily Record article, and I know you're quoted in this as well, but this is from Jason Gottesman, the spokesman for the House Majority Leader. Mm-hmm. He says, there is no support within our caucus to legalize recreational marijuana, especially while we are in the middle of a disaster declaration related to the opioid addiction crisis in Pennsylvania. In addition, the money that would come in from the program as proposed by Governor Wolf is not the alleged windfall it is made out to be, and would only go to new spending. There's a lot to unpack there.
There isn't a lot to unpack. There, it's all nonsense, and they know it's nonsense. You know, like states are bringing in windfall amounts of revenue.
Okay.
You know, that's the thing. Like, they know it's coming, and it's inevitable, and you know, this is an opportunity for Pennsylvania to be at the forefront and not get left behind, where all of the expertise, all of the, you know, jobs and the revenue are going to go to other states. You know, watch what happens when New Jersey goes full on legal and you can get it anywhere, mm-hmm. You know? Watch what happens, and then New York is gonna—it's gonna happen.
But you know? Is that statement indicative of, you know, the fact that this is probably still an uphill climb for passage?
I'm not suggesting that it's still not going to be an uphill climb, but what I have suggested time and time again is that prohibition is so much harder than just admitting that you've evolved on this and you can see the benefit, and it's time to have this conversation.
Okay. And, you know, he makes mention of the opioid epidemic. That's got to be a concern for some families who have been impacted by that this could lead to additional pathways, or, you know, this could be a gateway to other kinds of drug use. How do you respond to that?
It is a gateway drug. It's a gateway drug away from opioids.
Okay.
You know, so many people go to opioids for pain.
Sure.
And they would have an option to make it accessible and easy to consume. So it's non-addictive. That's just reefer madness. And it's illogical, and they know it is. And I would just say, I would confront our this caucus, and I would say, South Dakota voted for this. South Dakota, your most conservative state in the nation, voted to legalize weed. You know, what the hell is wrong with you?
Go ahead.
And again, they know it would pass. They know it would pass. They know 70% of Pennsylvania is ready for this. They know if they would allow a vote up or down, it would pass. They know that. You know?
Right.
There's a small minority of Republican members that are suppressing the Democratic will of Pennsylvania, and they aren't allowing an opportunity for folks to participate in what should be a legal market that two neighboring states, one of which is already there, but the other one will soon be there. It doesn't make any sense, and it's anti-competitive for Pennsylvania. It deprives us of resources, and it's inevitable too. It's inevitable.
Last question for you, and that is: have you had a chance to look at any of the details of the bill that Senator Laughlin and Senator Street
have proposed?
Your thoughts? Yeah, anything good? Anything bad in there? That
I love everything I see. And you want to know why? I'm also a pragmatist. I'm for the bill that gets it. I'm for the bill that passes. Okay, because that's the most important thing at the minute. Because the truth is, no one's going to get their exact identical weed bill passed. But we gotta do this first, and then we can fine tune it, and then we can add to it, and then we can make it perfect. You know, okay. But just remember, you know, there is 200 different definitions of what the perfect weed bill is.
Sure.
I'm for the one that gets this done, because Pennsylvania needs this for the reasons that I've just discussed.
Very good. Anything more that you want to let me know that I have not asked yet?
No, I just hope you absolutely include, you know, my praise for Senator Laughlin. You know,
like it, absolutely,
because to tell the truth, in this divided political climate, especially, you know, it's like that has to be acknowledged.
Very good. Lieutenant Governor Fetterman, I really appreciate you taking the time today. Thank you so much, and that's all I've got for you.
I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.